branches of the tree were for her the only thing in a tiny world. Comfy and cozy in her cocoon, she fell into a deep, deep sleep. And when she awoke, she was amazed. Her life would never be the same. You are a butterfly, I see it in your smile. You are a butterfly, fly into the sky. You are a butterfly, made by Allah Most High. Made by Allah Most High. You are a butterfly with colors in my mind. You are a butterfly, bring joy in our lives. You are a butterfly, in peace you glide. Made by Allah Most High. She's a butterfly flying so high. She catches the corner of my eye. Beautiful colors on her wings, bright yellow, blue and neon pink. Flapping her wings through the gentle breeze, flowing in a rhythm, gliding through the air. Hundreds of butterflies bring color to life. They paint the world so, so bright. You are a butterfly, I see it in your smile. You are a butterfly, fly into the sky. You are a butterfly, made by Allah Most High. Made by Allah Most High. You are a butterfly with colors in my mind. You are a butterfly, bring joy in our lives. You are a butterfly, in peace you glide. Made by Allah Most High. Allah's creatures, great and small, eating, breathing for their Lord. La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah.
Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh. It's starting. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
There is no man more dear to me throughout the whole of history than the one who was sent as a guide, leading people from darkness to light. His message was simple and clear, that there is one God whom we must all fear, inviting people towards Allah. His name is Muhammad Mustafa. His name is Muhammad Mustafa. بلغ الأولى بكماله كشف التجا بجماله حسنت جميع.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to be learning about our Salah. We all know that we have to read our Salah 5 times a day. We know the names of our 5 daily Salah, don't we? Say it with me now. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. If you know the 5 daily Salah, well done. MashaAllah. Do you read your 5 daily Salah? I hope so, inshaAllah. My butterflies, for today, I want to tell you a little bit about what makes a really good Salah and what's really important for us to have in our Salah. If we do these, then inshallah, this 12,000 virtues, we can get it through 12 points. Doesn't that sound easy? We want 12,000 virtues for every time we read Salah, don't we? Because for a little deed that takes such a short time, Allah will give us so much reward. The first thing you need to know is knowledge. Anything we do, we know we have to have knowledge on it. Because in Islam, we know we have to seek knowledge from the cradle till the grave. That's why we have to have knowledge of whatever we're doing. We have to learn as much as we can about Salah, Quran, making dhikr, anything we do. If we have knowledge of it, we'll do it better. So having knowledge of what's fard, having knowledge of what's sunnah, and what can break your salah, and what can make your salah better. That in itself is one important point that will give you a great reward from Allah. The next one is making a good, clean, and good, perfect wudu. Not only making wudu by washing our body parts, but trying to clean our heart of jealousy and all the bad thoughts too, keeping ourselves clean of sins and not being wasteful when we're making wudu, not wasting water or taking too long to make our wudu. Let's go on to the point number 3. Make a good dress sense. See, we know that if we're little girls, our ankles and our hands have to be covered. Our arms up to our elbows, our arms up to our wrists, our legs past our knees and covering our ankles too. Our head should be covered. We know we have to keep it covered, especially in Salah. If our hair is showing, our Salah won't be accepted. If we're little boys, should our ankles be covered? No, of course not. Our ankles should not be covered. And when we dress, we mustn't be having vanity or pride. Instead, we dress simple, the way our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. Let's go on to the next point now. The next point of having perfect salah is to be on time. We know that we have to be able to tell the time. Know when it's time to read your salah. As soon as we hear the adhan, we have to rush and go over quickly to meet our Lord and pray to Him. Be particular of the time of salah, because if we miss it, that salah will be lost. And even though we make it up later, it's not the same thing and you won't get the same reward. My butterflies, let's go on to one more point now. The next point of having a perfect salah is facing the Qibla. We know that we have to face the Qibla when we're praying salah. We have to have in our heart that we are facing the Qibla so that we can pray to Allah. We know that we face the Qibla because we learnt that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced the Qibla. Now there's so many ways of facing the Qibla, isn't it? There's so many ways of finding it. How do we find it? Do we follow the sun? Or do we follow the Qibla from an app that we find on our phone? No matter where we go, it's very easy. All we have to remember is that every time we face the Qibla, we are facing the Kaaba. This is the house of Allah. Butterflies, do you want to get 12,000 reward for every single salah you read? Let's go for a break, and when we come back, I'll tell you a few more points.
Ya Habibi, Ya Muhammad, Ya Nabi, Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul, Salam Alayka, Ya Habib, Salam.
Sitting in my Masjid al-Nabawi, praying for our beloved Nabi, sending salam upon Rasulullah, our key to the light of Allah. Feel the peace in Medina, the noble city of Habibullah, standing in front of Rasulullah, tears of joy fill my heart.
Ya Habibi, Ya Muhammad, Ya Nabi, salam alayka, Ya Rasul, salam alayka, Ya Habib, salam alayka, salawatullah alayka.
He guided us with the Quran, showed the way to our first home, home of Adam and Bibi Hawa. I dream of playing in the gardens of Jannah. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, please accept this dua from me, to be like your beloved Nabi, Rahmatul Lil Alameen.
Ya Habibi, Ya Muhammad, Ya Nabi, Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul, Salam Alayka, Ya Habib, Salam Alayka,
From Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina al-Munawwara, with the journey of the Hijra with beloved Abu Bakr. طلع البدر علينا من ثنية الوداع وجب الشكر علينا مدعا لله داعي.
بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
My butterflies, let's go on to learning a little bit more of how to get 12,000 rewards for every time we read our 5 daily salah. The next point is to make intention. Make intention that we're offering salah only to please Allah. The next one is to make a perfect takbir, to pronounce the words properly, raising our hands and believing that when we say Allahu Akbar, we feel the greatness of Allah. The next point is to make sure that every posture we do is perfect. We don't rush and go up, down, kiss the ground when we're reading Salah. No, we try and make each position properly, whether we're standing, whether we're in ruku, whether we're in sajda. Everything we do, we have to perform it properly and read it well, because if we do this, we'll be following everything Allah taught us to when He told us to read Salah. And the last point for today is to remember, we offer Salah only to please Allah, not to make mommy and daddy happy to see what a good little boy or girl you are by reading all your Salah. Not to make everyone around you happy for them to say, wow, mashallah. But instead, to say that you are reading Salah only to make Allah happy. The next point is to understand that everything we do only for Allah and only because Allah wants us to. Did you know, butterflies, even if you want to read Salah, if Allah doesn't let your body work properly, then you'll never be able to offer Salah. Can you imagine that? Wanting to raise your hands and say Allahu Akbar, but your hands not responding. Wanting to go into ruku and bow down in front of Allah, but your back not bending. Can you imagine wanting to make sajda and be closer to Allah than the vein in your jugular vein in your neck, but not being able to go into sajda because your body won't let you? That's why everything we do, we must thank Allah. Even thank Allah for allowing you and helping you to read Salah. Remember, butterflies, hope for the reward promised by Allah, and you too can get 12,000 rewards every time you read one Salah. Have you read your Fajr today? Have you read your Dhuha yet? If you haven't, what are you waiting for? Go get it done now.
Subhanallah, والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله
سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله
All thanks are due to him, the Lord of all the worlds. All praise is due to him, for the mercy he gives us all.
سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله
To him belongs the universe, to him belongs the stars To him belongs all life forms, to him belongs our hearts.
Subhanallah walhamdulillah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilaliko ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. अगर मैं हो गया जुदा तुमसे मैं हो जाऊंगा बदनाम सच्चा प्यार है ये जिंदगी का यादों में